Daily Brief for May 31, 2026. Top stories from BBC World News, Al Jazeera, NPR, and CNN. Story 1. Israel seizes castle in Lebanon as it expands ground offensive. Reporter coverage indicates this story will continue to develop through the rest of the day. Officials are expected to brief press pools later today, with more details anticipated. Story 2. Hundreds arrested and dozens of police injured after Champions League riots in France. This story is developing rapidly and has drawn significant attention from officials and the public alike. Correspondents will continue to monitor the situation as new information becomes available throughout the day. Story 3. Japan Defense Minister denies militarism and criticizes China's huge arsenal. Leaders in several countries have called this a matter of priority, with officials noting that the implications extend well beyond immediate concerns. Analysts say the situation bears close watching in the days ahead. Story 4. Huge blast kills dozens in rebel-held village in Myanmar. This is part of a broader pattern that analysts say warrants careful attention from observers. The story has drawn comments from officials at multiple levels of government. We turn now to the next tier of top stories. Story 5. Cepeda, De La Espriella advance in Colombia's presidential election. Policy observers say this item reflects wider shifts in the geopolitical landscape. Multiple officials have declined to comment further pending additional information. Story 6. Nicaragua confirms death in custody of indigenous leader Brooklyn Rivera. International organizations have begun assessing the situation, with several issuing preliminary statements. Experts say the full picture will become clearer over the coming hours. Story 7. Can AI cure loneliness? South Korea's robot companions for seniors. This story is one of several drawing attention to regional dynamics that have been building for some time. Correspondents report that officials have been in contact with stakeholders throughout. Story 8. New Jersey orders curfew after immigration protests escalate. This comes as leaders face mounting pressure to respond decisively to recent developments. Policy experts say the outcome could shape the landscape for months to come. Finally, here are the remaining stories rounding out today's coverage. Story 9. How aid cuts are hampering the frontline response to the Ebola crisis. International observers are weighing in as the story gains prominence across multiple regions. Reporter notes indicate this is one of the most closely watched developments of the day. Story 10. The terrifying day the U.S.-Iran war reached a sleepy Sri Lankan town. Officials noted that this development is consistent with broader trends observed over recent months. Analysts will be watching to see how key players respond in the near term. Story 11. Trump floats MAGA rally instead of concert after musicians drop out of Freedom 250. The implications of this development are being felt across several continents, with officials scrambling to assess the full scope of the impact. Officials have pledged to provide updates as more details emerge. Story 12. United Airlines flight to Spain pulls U-turn, apparently over Bluetooth device name. Leaders from multiple nations have called for calm while the situation develops. The international community is closely monitoring all aspects of this evolving story. That's your daily brief. Tune in tomorrow morning for another 5-minute world news summary.